It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico 2nd District U.S. Representative Xochitl Torres-Small has released a new ad highlighting her bipartisan work on COVID-19 relief. The Las Cruces Democrat says it's now time to hold the federal government and banks accountable for mismanaging relief dollars. Republicans immediately attacked the ad's bipartisan message and said Torres-Small voted to impeach President Trump. Torres-Small faces former Republican State Representative Yvette Harrell in a closely watched race for the 2nd District Congressional seat. U.S. Attorney John C. Anderson is defending a decision to deploy 35 more federal agents to Albuquerque to address violent crime, urging the city's Democratic mayor, Tim Keller, to embrace the effort. In a letter to the mayor of the city, Anderson reiterated that the new agents will increase existing federal task forces in Albuquerque and not target protests. Last week, President Donald Trump and U.S. Attorney General William Barr announced the new law enforcement deployment with assurances that the deployment would not involve agents in tactical gear like those used to confront protesters in Portland, Oregon. Communities across the country are demanding justice for people killed by police. In Albuquerque, the Southwest Organizing Project is creating a mural to honor New Mexico victims of police violence. Recently, organizers invited New Mexicans to gather and write the names of victims on the Albuquerque mural. KUNM's Hannah Colton spoke with some folks there and filed this audio postcard.
Sure. My name is Rodrigo Rodriguez. I am the Community Justice Systems Organizer at the Southwest Organizing Project. We are installing some panels. We'll go some kind of like retablo style portraits of folks who've lost their lives to state violence. Rito and Antonio Cordova, who were New Mexico Black Berets back in the 70s, who were assassinated by the police. I think Antonio Valenzuela from Las Cruces. James Boyd will also be on this mural. We're also including the two trans women who died in ICE custody here in New Mexico. And it'll also feature a big portrait of Valente Acosta Bustillos. Yeah, well, Valente was an immigrant worker. His boss, I think, or his family called for a welfare check during the quarantine. He hadn't gone to work in a few days, and he was the kind of guy that if he didn't go to work, something was wrong. So they sent APD to look for him, and he was murdered in his own home. They said that he attacked them with a shovel. But when you watch the video, he attacks them with a shovel after they've already entered his house and they're chasing him through his own house. So he turns and tries to defend himself with the shovel. They pretty much murdered that guy in cold blood in his own house. It was particularly heartbreaking. It was kind of the impetus for us to want to do this mural.
Let's cut this board.
You know, each individual has a story of kind of interactions with the police. And then once it became a news story, it became this thing of like, oh, well, that person deserved to die because they were a meth addict or because they were homeless or because, you know, they weren't in this country legally or whatever it is. You know, there's always this rush to justify police violence. And that's kind of what we're really hoping to push back on. The idea is we're kind of trying to make it look like an altar, like a Dia de los Muertos ofrenda. So we just want to uplift these folks and honor their names and their legacies as important folks and not just, you know, not just victims.
My name is Yolanda Torres Martinez, and I'm a SWAT board member here. This is a great project, I believe. Me and my husband, you know, he's had issues with cops before. He just got off work working hard labor, and he's like, I go, I'm sorry you had to come work to this. He goes, no, I don't mind coming to do something like this. He goes, we're going to do this, you know. I'm on both sides because I have a daughter who's a cop, but she's in Valencia County, you know. Me and my son go clashing about this all the time. All the time. You know, stuff like this. He goes, you're fighting against something that your daughter is. You can't be on both sides, Mom. I said, your sister doesn't have an issue with it. So why should you? She knows I'm fighting for rights.
Hi, my name is Mikhail Gray. I work at Southwest Organizing Project as their media and communications organizer. So yeah, there's about 20 to 25 people here. Some people are using sponge technique. Some people are just going crazy with the brushes. And a lot of people are writing the names. They're starting to write the names of the victims of police violence and excessive brutality from over the years. So police brutality and police violence has been a very big part of our national history and, you know, the history of New Mexico and Albuquerque. And this mural is going to bring that to the forefront. It's going to remind people whenever they drive past, you know, this is something that happens, and it's been happening for a while. And even though it's not in the news every day, you know, we're not protesting in the streets every day, it's still happening and it's still going to happen. And by driving past this mural, I think people are going to be able to remember that, hopefully.
That audio postcard was produced by KUNM's Hannah Colton. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.